This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli infantry made their first raids into the Gaza Strip Friday since Hamas fighters rampaged through southern Israel, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a campaign of retaliation had only just begun. Reuters' Almond Lee.
So far, troops backed by tanks have mounted raids to attack Palestinian rocket crews and sought information about the location of hostages, according to an Israeli military spokesperson. This follows airstrikes that Gaza authorities say killed nearly 2,000 people. On Friday, Israel gave more than 1 million residents of the northern half of Gaza 24 hours to flee to the south to avoid an onslaught. Hamas vowed to fight to the last drop of blood and told residents to stay.
Muslims in New York, especially Palestinians, say they are concerned about how those back at home are being treated and the blowback in the city itself. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
At the Islamic Society of Bay Ridge in Brooklyn, prayer services take place. The imam prays for peace, but says Palestinians have a right to self-determination. Zen Ramawi, one of the mosque's founders, is originally from the West Bank and lives here now. He says he understands the imam's message.
Peaceful everywhere we go, not to fight anybody, not to talk anybody, to control ourselves. If we can send help, aloud, we will help, but I don't think so.
Ramawi says that's because of the blockade, which he says will hurt too many innocent people. Julie Walker, New York.
France will mobilize up to 7,000 soldiers to increase security around the country after a teacher was fatally stabbed and three other people wounded in a school attack. Counterterrorism authorities are investigating and say the suspect is a former student of the school who is Chechen and is suspected of Islamic radicalization. This is VOA News. U.S. Representative Jim Jordan won the Republican nomination to lead the U.S. House of Representatives, but the hardline conservative appeared to be well short of the support he would need to seize the Speaker's gavel. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener explains.
Jordan, who serves as House Judiciary Committee chair, tormented Republican leaders for years as a vocal advocate for the party's right wing. He has the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. He also has the endorsement of Kevin McCarthy, who was ousted as House Speaker on October 3rd in a historic vote. Jordan narrowly lost the nomination on Wednesday to Steve Scalise, who is seen as the heir apparent to McCarthy. But Scalise abandoned his bid on Thursday after it became clear he could not consolidate Republicans behind him.
Voting closed Saturday in New Zealand, and ballot counting was underway in a general election with early results indicating people were favoring a conservative change after years of a liberal government led for the most part by Jacinda Ardern. With more than one-third of the votes counted, former businessman Christopher Luxon was poised to become the nation's next prime minister. Ardern unexpectedly stepped down as prime minister in January, saying she no longer had enough in the tank to do the job justice. She won the last election in a landslide, but her popularity waned as people got tired of COVID-19 restrictions and inflation threatened the economy. Her departure left 45-year-old Chris Hipkins to take over. He had previously served as education minister and led the response to the coronavirus pandemic. The head of the United Auto Workers say they're taking a new approach.
Some 4 weeks into the work action, UAW President Sean Fain says he's changing things up.
We're entering a new phase of this fight, and it demands a new approach. We're done waiting until Fridays to escalate our strike.
So he told workers in a live video appearance that the company started gaming the system, waiting until Fridays to make progress in bargaining.
Today, we're not announcing expansion of our strike, but we are prepared at any time to call on more locals to stand up and walk out.
Fain said the union is still bargaining hard with GM and Jeep maker Stellantis, but he criticized Ford, which said Thursday that it had reached the limit in how much money it would spend to settle the strike. I'm Shelley Adler.
The lives of several hundred thousand Venezuelans living in the U.S. could change now that President Joe Biden's administration is offering them temporary legal status. The Homeland Security Department announced last month it would grant temporary protected status to an estimated 472,000 Venezuelans. That makes it easier for them to get work permits. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.